it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, well, Maynard sure can hit that high note like Tiny Tim, Dwayne.
He sure can, and has for years.
Yep. Well, we're a little bit behind on the garden show, but we're getting it in this morning. That's the main thing, right?
That's good. All right. People are listening, and if they not, if you know, if they have something going on, they can listen to the podcast afterwards.
That's right. And a lot of things happening. I know you're very busy at Heather Nursery and Floral, aren't you, Dwayne?
Well, you know, spring for first thing, you know, everything's going on with planting your garden or planting flowers or trees, shrubs, getting your landscaping done or trying to work on your lawn. So a lot of things going that way, but this week is especially, this is our busiest week of the whole year.
Oh, it is?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Mother's Day. You can't forget Mom.
That's right.
Yep.
Mother's Day coming up Sunday?
Mother's Day is Sunday. We call it, you know, Mother's Week. So don't forget Mom. We have all kinds of flowers, anywhere from, you know, fresh-cut floral bouquets, which is our plant of the week. I don't know if you... If you looked at the plant, you posted it online. There's a we have a called a rose lily or a double lily that we have as a cut flower in our coolers, and unbelievable. It's huge. It's cool. It's double. If you want to see a neat flower or get a rose lily for your mom, stop down and check it out.
All right. What's a
other
good
things that are real popular for Mom's Day is hanging baskets, hanging floral baskets. And we have smaller ones starting at $19.99 on, and then the next size is $29.99, and then our big mixed baskets are $39.99, and they're gorgeous, and that's a real popular item for Mother's Day.
And I noticed you had a few of the big, huge pots that you could put out in front of your front entrance or something like that.
You bet. I call those porch pots or porch planters. And we plant anywhere from a little one that, you know, some people put it out on the cemetery, or you can, you know, plant, put one on your front porch, a bigger one, or front steps. And we have all different colors and whatever. I love doing, that's one of my most favorite things to do all year round is to make those planters. And I see what you can make different ones and see what you can come up with. And
that's right.
We have planters. And you want us to plant them up, we'd be glad to do that and help you out. And there's no charge for that. Oh, you have to pay for the flowers and stuff. But I don't charge for helping people do that.
Oh, wow, okay. Yeah, so don't procrastinate for Mother's Day. Don't wait till the last minute, right?
Well, it already is.
Oh, okay.
It's already Thursday.
Hey, there's still, I'm a procrastinator, so there's plenty of time for me yet, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, give Dwayne or Randy a call today and get those Mother's Day flowers in. All right, before we begin to do some more of the garden show here, Dwayne, I want to open up our phone lines for, I know people have lots of questions. Give us a call here at the radio station. Chris or Missy will take your question and we'll get it on the air. Then that number to call is 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301. For any lawn or garden question for Dwayne, or you can email it over to us at klqpfm@farmerstel.net. And we just went through the plant of the week, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. And then our horticulture concern is definitely the dandelion.
Wow.
It's unbelievable.
Actually, we have one of those questions today, so let's do that. How can I get rid of my dandelions? This question specifically was, how often can I spray for dandelions, Dwayne?
You know, our lawns are kind of dry out there. We haven't had a lot of moisture. But dandelions are easy to kill. Okay, they don't die real quick. But if you spray them with, we use a product called Trimec, or 2,4-D will also kill them. So a good weed killer will kill the dandelions. And don't spray when it's windy, because it'll also kill your tomato plants, too. So.
Yep.
If it was a rain, they'd be more active, but you got to be kind of concerned with your lawn, because if you want to spray and spray and spray, that's not good for your grass. But once or twice a week you could spray, but you shouldn't have to do that to kill a dandelion. Mm-hmm. You should be able to kill a dandelion on the first spray. Mm-hmm. If you can set your sprayer, and it's better to use a liquid to kill a dandelion, because that liquid would be absorbed by the dandelion a lot easier than... There's another question we got is, how often can I put on weed and feed? Weed and feed is a little trickier. Your weed has to be wet for that particle to adhere to the dandelion or the weed. And so it's kind of got to do it when there's some dew out there or it has rained or whatever. It's a little trickier to do it in a granular form. So usually put down a granular fertilizer and then spray a liquid for the dandelion killer.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah, I think you told me that I got a container for liquid and I just use it off my garden hose.
Yep.
To spray that, and that really, you can really cover a lot of ground that way too.
You bet. You can hook a little sprayer. You put the liquid into that sprayer, hook it on the end of your garden hose, and you can actually dial it to usually 2 ounces per gallon of water. You can dial on that sprayer, and then just, you don't have to get it sopping wet. Just get it damp, and that'll kill your weeds.
Okay. Good. So we answered that question. We're into the questions now, so here we go. So what was the answer for how often can I apply weed and feed? How often? You said when it's a little wet then, huh?
It's got to be wet to adhere to the weed.
Okay.
Feed has a fertilizer, okay? That's the feed part. And you want to put 4 pounds of nitrogen on a year, okay? So you have to calibrate with how much your nitrogen is. Usually you put a fertilizer on at the most 4 times a year. Okay, so you don't want to put a weed and feed on like every other week or anything like that.
Yeah.
And if you're going after killing the weeds, get Trimec and spray the weeds out. It's a lot easier. And people who go out there and dig their weeds.
Yeah.
I think they should go dancing or something or do something else. Go watch the baseball game.
What do you mean?
Well, first of all, if you dig a weed and you don't get the root completely, which you will not, you'll get 2 dandelions back for every one you dug out.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. But one thing you're doing is you're getting rid of those seeds, you know, so that's good. I shouldn't pick on people that want to dig them out. If they have time to do that, I don't have time to do that, go ahead and do it. But I think the baseball game would be a lot more fun to watch.
Right. That dandelion plant, again, it's amazing how fast, the minute the sun hits that dandelion plant, it's amazing how fast the, you know, you see a lot of yellow in your yard.
Oh, it's just like overnight.
Yeah,
you know,
an hour.
It's crazy. And the overwinter helped, it really hurt the lawns. It thinned the lawns up. The lawns look terrible, and they need a shot of rain. So do a rain dance.
All right.
So we get it. And then go spray your weeds out. But, you know, thin the lawns out so the dandelions came better than ever.
All right. All right, let's get to some of our calls. The phone's ringing here. We got this one is about fruit trees, Dwayne. When is the best time to trim fruit trees?
If you're just going to trim a little bit, you can do that. But if you're going to go and really prune your fruit tree, you should do that when the tree is dormant, okay? Not now. This is the worst time of the whole year to be pruning on your tree. And so do it when there's no leaves on the tree.
Like in the fall or in the beginning of winter or what?
Well, usually they do a nice day in the winter. You know, later winter would be good when there's not a lot of snow out there. That's probably the best time to do it.
Okay.
Well, it's too active and there's diseases and bugs and everything out there. So you're just opening up wounds or, you know, cuttings for that disease to get in your tree, so
right.
No.
The other half of that question is, on the base of this person's fruit trees, it is splitting and looks like mold growing around the split. What is it and how can I treat it?
You know, usually around the split, the tree will start trying to heal over, and that's probably not what they're referring to. If it looks like mold, I would do is either scrape that off or wash that off. And you could spray with a fungicide type thing to help prevent that from coming back. Or sometimes they make you can get a powder fungicide, and you can make a paste out of that, and you could, you know, kind of paste that shut. That would be a good idea. Or if it's a big gap, you should get a sealer in there, like a pruning sealer, And so you close it up so water and bugs and diseases don't get in there.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of it. It's like a wound, like you're getting a cut. You know, you got to put a Band-Aid on there.
Okay. Fruit trees. Talk about that a little bit. Are we talking like apple trees? I know Terry Overlander has some pear trees. A lot of pear trees Terry has. Is that what we're talking about? Or?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Around here, you know, we mainly have apples and pears and plums and cherries. We just got in some new peach trees.
Peach?
Yeah. You should put a peach tree in your backyard.
Don't you need real hot weather for peach trees?
We got hot weather. It's got to be 90 degrees this weekend.
Okay. Well, it's not hot in December.
Everett Olson, the druggist in Dawson, has an orchard, and he planted some peach trees a number of years ago, and he harvested a nice crop of peaches last fall.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
Wow.
Everybody would have a peach tree.
No.
Yeah. Okay. It was great. He brought some in last year, and they were absolutely fantastic.
I love peaches.
I do, too. I love about everything.
Yep. All right. Another question from another caller. Can I put preen powder on strawberries? If yes, when is the best time? Preen, P-R-E-E-N, powder.
Preen is a granules. Okay. Preen is a seed inhibitor. Okay. It prevents weeds from coming up. So if you're going to put preen down, it's time to do that because your seeds are going to start germinating. And you can put those on strawberries because strawberries are plants. So you can put preen on plants. But if you want to prevent the seeds from germinating, you got to put the preen on. Don't plant your carrots and put preen on it because the carrots won't come up. Does that make sense?
I think so.
And there's two kinds of preen. There's regular preen, which is the old Teflon we used to put on. And then the other preen is an organic, which is corn gluten meal. And both of them are seed inhibitors.
Okay. So the best time to put a preen powder on is what again?
Before your weeds are up.
Before the weeds are up. Okay.
So if you have a garden, you're planting, you know, radishes and cucumbers and everything from seeds, you got to let them come up, okay? Hoe your garden and then put preen on it. That'll prevent the weed seeds from coming up.
Okay, this person was just specific asking about for strawberries.
You can put it on strawberries,
okay.
But you got to put it on before the weeds are up.
Okay.
Once a weed is up, it doesn't do you any good.
All right. All right, another question from one of our listeners. I think we've chatted about this before, but it's good to be reminded of it. This person he has lots of mushrooms growing where a large tree was in his yard, and I can't get rid of the mushrooms. Do you have any suggestions?
What's happening is the wood is rotting underneath there, and the mushrooms actually helping it rot. So the mushrooms is actually helping you rot that stump underneath there. The only way you're going to get rid of the mushrooms is to get rid of that wood under there. So that means digging down there and get rid of that wood. Or if the mushrooms come up, take a rake and just rake them off. And it'll dry out, and after a couple days, you won't have mushrooms again.
Oh, wow. So you don't have to really put anything down then.
There's nothing to kill a mushroom because a mushroom doesn't have any chlorophyll cells. It's not green. There's no killer that'll actually kill the white mushroom.
Wow. Okay. Didn't know that. I learned something new today, Dwayne.
You learn everything. So I learned something from you today.
What's that?
It's Iris Day.
It's Irish Day, that's right.
Yeah,
National
Iris.
Iris Day, yeah.
You said it was, you know, it's, you list all the different days it is.
Yep.
And you said, it was Flower Iris Day.
Yep, that's right.
So get an iris.
Yeah, and they're pretty, aren't they?
They sure are.
All right, got about a minute here, Dwayne. What's happening at Heather Nursery in Floral?
Oh, Mom's Day, you can't forget, it's Mom's Week, so don't forget Mom. We have gorgeous, remember those rose lilies or the hanging basket, porch planters, or, you know what, get her a box of flowers and let her plant her own type thing, and if you need help with that, I'd be glad to do that. We've been doing that. Garden time, veggies, we got our sweet potatoes in if you're looking for sweet potatoes. There's some really cool flowers in the greenhouse. And next week, there's a Dawson Fashion Show, and we're going to have a native pollinator plant sale here for Shop Hop, so a lot of things going on. We're open in Dawson, Madison, and Montevideo, so if we can help you, give us a call, or we deliver for mom too, so.
Yep, and don't procrastinate like Paul.
No, Paul gets it done though.
I do, I get it done.
That's right, that's what counts.
How late are you open on Saturdays?
Saturday, we're going to be open in Dawson until 3 o'clock, and Montevideo, I think, a little later. I'm not exactly sure what time they're going to be in Madison.
All right, real good, Dwayne. Thank you, and you have a great rest of your day.
You bet. Thanks, Paul.
Dwayne Hasted from Heather Nursery and Floral, and that's another garden show for this week.
Listening to KLQP Madison Dawson. Time for news and weather brought to us by the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson. They're a